The city of Goleta is planning to replace more than 1,400 streetlight fixtures. KCBX's Rachel Showalter has more on how the new fixtures reduce energy consumption and cost.
The Goleta Department of Public Works is recommending the city approve the General Electric LED streetlight fixtures after working on the project for the past 4 years. GE is being recommended over American Electric, Philips, and Cooper streetlights based on public feedback, manufacturer history, fixture performance, and continuity with other streetlights. The city says these new lights will require less maintenance and improve visibility and safety due to more focused lighting. Community members were invited to comment about the project during a virtual meeting on March 10th. Barbara Massey is one of several Goleta residents who's concerned about the proposed fixtures.
The street lights I saw in the pilot study were really all too bright, and the lights spread out far too much around. I think that they would work on major streets with no homes behind them. But none of these we saw were anything that you would want in a residential area.
Jason Tanko is the CEO of Tanko Lighting, the company hired to offer consulting for the streetlight project. He says all the fixtures are dark sky compliant, meaning they will produce less light pollution compared to the current streetlight system.
All of the fixtures considered were dark skies. I just need to make sure that's absolutely clear. They have zero uplight. The International Dark Skies Association standard for dark skies is no more than 2%, but all of these lights have 0% uplight.
The Tanko Lighting project manager, Emily Danko, says the streetlights are expected to reduce the city's energy use by about half and save more than $150,000 in energy costs in the first year of implementation. Pending design approval, installation for the project is expected to begin this summer for completion by the end of the year. For KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter.